This is WCRB in concert with the Boston Chamber Music Society. Listening to great chamber music in concert is like listening in on a fascinating conversation between friends. Sometimes it's intimate, sometimes there's conflict. But most often you're enveloped by their warmth, their harmony. Players of the Boston Chamber Music Society create these kinds of experiences several times a year at Sanders Theatre in Cambridge, and tonight we'll hear selections from two 2018 concerts, including Mozart's glorious quintet for piano and winds, some lovely chansons by Fauré, music for oboe and string quartet by Britten, and the magnificent second piano trio by Brahms, in concert with the Boston Chamber Music Society on WCRB. I'm Alan McClellan. The Boston Chamber Music Society's artistic director, Marcus Thompson, points to the poetry of Paul Verlaine in his note to the audience, articulating the mission of the organization. The saddest heart must yield to the immense joy dispersed through the air. In a few minutes, we'll listen to Gabriel Fauré's expression of that text in La Bonne Chanson for tenor, strings, and piano. But first, music by a master of the lighthearted touch, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. This is his quintet for piano and winds, played by oboist Peggy Pearson, clarinetist Rain Moore, bassoonist Adrian Morjon, French horn player Jason Snyder, and pianist Max Levinson. From Sanders Theatre in Cambridge, the Boston Chamber Music Society, in concert on WCRB. Thank you. Mozart's Quintet for Piano and Winds on WCRB in Concert. Mozart wrote that in 1783 when things were going well for him in Vienna. He wrote to his father that this quintet was the best thing I've written in my life. We heard it played by members of the Boston Chamber Music Society at Sanders Theatre in Cambridge. Peggy Pearson, oboe, Rain Moore, clarinet, Adrian Morjon, bassoon, Jason Snyder, French horn, and Max Levinson, piano. Here on WCRB in Concert with the Boston Chamber Music Society. Well, I don't know if Gabriel Fauré felt this next set of songs was the best thing he had ever written, But when La Bonne Chanson was premiered in 1895, Faure's contemporary Camille Saint-Saëns was not in favor of it. He was reportedly shocked by its adventurous harmony and rhythm. Well, it doesn't have that effect on modern ears, I don't think. It just sounds beautiful and touching. But it's good to note how revolutionary it was at the time. Faure dedicated the set to his mistress, Emma Bardach. The texts are by Paul Verlaine, who was recently married when he wrote them 20 years earlier. They're filled with optimism about the healing power of transcendent love. Faure set 9 of the 21 poems and arranged them to create his own narrative of an idealized marriage. We'll hear Boston Chamber Music Society guest artist Charles Blandy, a Boston-based tenor described by the Boston Globe as unfailingly, tirelessly lyrical, which is exactly what's needed in this music. We'll also hear violinist David Bolin and Yura Lee, violist Marcus Thompson, cellist Raman Ramakrishnan, double bass player Thomas Van Dyke, and pianist Max Levinson. For program notes and translations of the text of La Bonne Chanson, go to our website, classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. Now, La Bonne Chanson by Gabriel Faure with the Boston Chamber Music Society on WCRB In Concert.
Ce soir, par tes sentiers d'amour. Je sens ma vie enlacée à la radieuse pensée qui m'a pris l'âme l'autre été. Dans votre image, je m'échelle, habite en ce cœur tout à vous, ce cœur uniquement jaloux de vos aimés. Mais je tremble, pardonnez-moi, aussi franchement vous le dire. Ma pensée, quand mon cœur sourire de vous, est désormais mal loin, et qu'il vous suffirait d'un geste et la parole de cadeau pour moi. Mais plutôt je la veux. Peut sous yeux
Thank you.
Gabriel Fauré's La Bonne Chanson, sung by tenor Charles Blandy with violinist David Bolin and Yura Lee, violist Marcus Thompson, cellist Raman Ramakrishnan, double bass player Thomas Van Dyke, and pianist Max Levinson. Fauré's joyful song cycle was dedicated to his mistress, Emma Bardach. As it happens, later on, she married his fellow composer, Claude Debussy. I'm Alan McClellan. This is WCRB in Concert with the Boston Chamber Music Society. And tonight we're featuring selections from two great BCMS concerts from 2018. By the way, you can find program notes for these concerts at our website, classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. We began tonight with Mozart's Quintet for Piano and Winds, and the oboist in that ensemble was Peggy Pearson, a member musician of the Boston Chamber Music Society. Peggy is known for her lyrical sound in the music of Bach, and she pours that same lyrical intensity into everything she plays. She's been active in the commissioning and promotion of music by contemporary composers, and she's also passionate about mentoring young musicians. We're going to hear Peggy Pearson in Benjamin Britten's Fantasy for Oboe and String Trio. Britten wrote this in 1932 when his career was just getting started. Already he was recognized as a truly original young composer. The Fantasy had its first performance on BBC Radio in 1933 when Britten was just 19. We're at Sanders Theatre at Harvard University, and Peggy Pearson is joined by violinist Yona Zur, violist Marcus Thompson, and cellist Clancy Newman. The Fantasy by Benjamin Britten. The Boston Chamber Music Society on WCRB in Concert. Thank you. Benjamin Britten's Fantasy for Oboe and Strings on WCRB in concert with the Boston Chamber Music Society. Oboist Peggy Pearson with violinist Yona Zur, violist Marcus Thompson, and cellist Clancy Newman. Britten wrote his fantasy when he was still a teenager. He was 19 when it had its first performance on BBC Radio in 1933. Tonight on WCRB in Concert, I've got selections from two 2018 concerts by the Boston Chamber Music Society, recorded at Sanders Theatre in Cambridge. And after hearing this group, I hope you're inspired to experience a BCMS concert in person. Next Sunday at 3 p.m. at Sanders Theatre, the group is back in action. Violinist Yura Lee performs a piece that's been called The Greatest Structure for Solo Violin, Bach's Chaconne. Also on the program, Beethoven's Third String Trio and Brahms's Third Piano Quartet. That's next Sunday at 3 at Sanders Theatre. I'm Alan McClellan. I'll be back after a break with Brahms's Second Piano Trio on WCRB in concert with the Boston Chamber Music Society.